Hello, this is Tobias Gustafsson of Vomitory, and you're listening to Jet of Metal Messiah Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet right here on Metal Messiah Radio. Tonight we have a very special guest. We have Tobias Gustafsson of the now defunct Vomitory, and he just happens to be my first interview of 2014. Happy New Year, Tobias, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay, Tobias, how do you feel now that Vomitory is officially done with? Are you a little bit sad?
Not really. I'm just happy, proud, and very satisfied with everything we've done, and especially how the final show turned out. It was quite amazing, to say the least.
Well, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that, too. Tell us a little bit about the farewell tour. I mean, it was going on the whole year, right?
We announced the disbanding on February 20th last year. And since then, we've tried to play as many shows as possible to be able to say thank you and goodbye to our fans. But because of a lot of different reasons, we didn't play as many shows as we wanted to, because our booking agency that we used to work with, things really didn't really turn out the way we agreed upon. But our personal booking guy at that agency, he did a great job anyway to get us some really nice shows, some nice festivals this summer, like Partisan in Germany and Brutal Assault in the Czech Republic, also Sweden Rock Festival, which is the biggest rock festival in Sweden by far. We also did like 3 dates in Italy in November, and we did 6 shows in Japan just 2 weeks ago. From the beginning it was meant that we would do a full European tour this fall, but that never happened because of empty promises,
right,
which is a shame. Yeah. And we should have done a US tour as well in September, but that didn't happen either because of there were a few factors involved. But it comes down to an inexperienced promoter, I guess.
Right.
Because, yeah.
Which was too bad. That was too bad because I was going to go see you in Connecticut, and then next thing I know, it's like they're not going to be there. I was like, what the frick? So that kind of did suck a little bit. But you did, you know, it's like you said, you made it out to quite a few places, you know, still. You got to play Japan. I thought that was crazy. Did it start getting a little more intense towards the end of this tour?
Both yes and no. Because, I mean we knew that by the end of this year, we would be done. Mm-hmm. So it was not like it was not very stressful, you know. Like
right.
It could be that it would have been otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there were a lot of preparations before going to Japan, and also the final show that we played here in our area last Friday.
So how was that final show? I mean, was it kind of emotional? I mean, I saw pictures and there was like a million people up there. And how did it go? I mean, I'm sure your fans must have, you know, gone kind of crazy. And from everybody that I know, you know, in Sweden, you know, it was like kind of emotional. I mean, it was like, you know, a thankful thing. They knew it was coming. You know, you guys had mentioned it, like you said, earlier last year. But, I mean, how was it for you? Or did you feel kind of like, phew, all right, that's the end of that. Now let's get busy with the next step.
I was actually, I I feared before the show, I mean, like months before and weeks before, I feared that it would get very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have, during all these years, I have put a lot of heart into Vomitory and a lot of time. But when we were on stage and when I started playing the last song, which was Blood Rapture, during the drum intro, I felt... The only thing I felt was a tiny little lump in my throat, you know. and I thought for myself, shit, here it comes. I'm gonna cry. but I didn't, because throughout the whole show, I just felt joy and happiness and pride, a lot of pride, because. There were so many people there, a lot of familiar faces from bands and fans that have followed us for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was in such a great mood and gave us great support. So, I mean, that was the best way it could end, feeling joy, happiness, pride, mm-hmm. and satisfaction that the evening turned out so great that it actually did.
And
so
it did.
I don't feel any sadness at all, because I think up to this point I have I've gone through that already.
Right.
I think.
Right.
So yeah.
Right, and it's like you said, you knew it was coming. You made this decision. It was right for everybody. It was probably a good time to do it before you started getting at each other's throats and getting pissed off and bitter and everything else, which happens a lot when people start getting, you know. I think it went down really well, and from all the pictures and everything that, you know, of all the places you've been, all the fans are just so appreciative. I mean, it must have made you feel really, really good when you were out there on tour, this farewell tour.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We've heard a lot of nice words and a lot of nice comments during this whole year, the last year, and it's been quite overwhelming at times, to be honest.
Well, you've been around for a long time, you know, so you were able to pick up a lot of fans, you know, different ages too, as you know, it goes along, and you know, Vomitory has been a big part in the metal scene, and it was kind of sad for all of us to see you go, but you're not really gone. I mean, at least not you. And, you know, a lot of my listeners are very excited for, you know, Torture Division. I've already been playing, you know, so.
Oh, that's great.
So let's talk about that, shall we?
Yeah, why not?
So tell us a little bit about it, okay? The band's been around, you're not like a brand new band, you know, been around since 2007, but I'm assuming that this is going to be your main focus now?
Well, yeah, for now. Like, Torture Division is not the, what should I say? Torture Division started out as a side project for...
Mm-hmm.
For all the guys involved, it's me on drums, Jürgen Sandström, known from Grave and Entombed before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He is the vocalist and bassist, and Lord K. Phillips on guitar. Torture Division was a side project for all of us. So, and it's still more of a fun project, or mm-hmm. not a project, but a fun band.
Right.
So. Yeah, we don't have any intentions of, first and foremost, we don't work with a record label.
Yes, I noticed that.
we decided from the start that we should release all our music for free,
mm-hmm.
From our website,
mm-hmm.
Free for everyone to download. Just go to torturedivision.net, and every song we ever recorded is there for free. And it's... I think it's a great way for us, because since we don't want to put too much effort into a Torture Division, because we want to just keep it fun,
mm-hmm.
Then not working with a record label
mm-hmm.
is a That's a great start, I can tell you.
You don't really have the stresses, like, you know, like you said, it's fun. And that makes it fun for the listener, too, when you're having a good time. And then you don't feel any bitterness, you know, it's cool.
Exactly. And we still get to play great shows. I mean, we have mostly played in Sweden, obviously, mm-hmm. so far.
Mm-hmm.
But we've done some really nice festivals and so on, and like metal cruises and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we get some really good gigs, even though we're not a band, like a regular band releasing albums.
So,
but still, even though we don't release albums, the demos that we record, that's how we do it. We record demos,
mm-hmm.
Three or four songs,
yep.
Per demo, and then three demos combined makes an album.
Mm-hmm.
So far we have done three demo compilations, or albums, if you like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually released on as a physical CD from Abyss Records, American label. Two of the first one, and the third one, which is called The Army of Three,
mm-hmm.
Is a self-financed release.
And what about that thing that you mentioned on your website, a split with Asphyx? I mean, is that still supposed to go down, or what?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we recorded and finished our song months ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting for... Asphyx, or I don't know if it's Century Media who is.
Mm-hmm.
There you go again, working with a record label.
See, that's why. See, there's a little tiny stress already. You're waiting on them. You don't know what's going on. You don't have to worry about that with Torture Division, without the splits,
no.
At least. So, what are you going to do with yourself, Tobias?
Well, I'm going to keep playing with Torture Division,
mm-hmm.
with Torture Division as usual.
Mm-hmm.
I also joined the Gal Macabre,
mm-hmm.
from Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know, Gal Macabre is an old school death metal band that they started in 1989, just as Vomitory. And they had a very short career. They disbanded in 92, and recorded an album in 92, but which got released in 93. The album is called The Winter Long,
mm-hmm.
and has grown to become a death metal classic.
Right.
And this past December, it was 20 years ago the album was released.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I think that Relapse Records going to release a special anniversary edition of this album.
Wow.
With some bonus stuff. And I talked to Jonas, one of the guitar players,
mm-hmm.
Early last year. And they had plans to record one of their old songs
that
they never recorded then.
Mm-hmm.
To make it, make a proper recording of it and
mm-hmm.
use it as a bonus for this anniversary.
Wow.
Release. And so he asked me if I wanted to play drums, and of course I wanted to do that, because their original drummer, Nicky, he kind of quit playing when they split up the band in 92, and he hasn't played ever since. So they asked me, and of course I wanted to do it. So I recorded that song together with the guys in August last year.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we started to talk about a possible reunion, because Vomitory wanted the Gal Macabre to play on our last show.
Right.
Which they did last Friday. So we thought that maybe it would be just a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
But... the guys of Gal Macabre, they liked it, so they decided to make a temporary reunion and play some selected shows during 2014.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to play drums for them, so...
Well, that'll be fun.
I'm really excited about that, because I was a fan back then, and
mm-hmm.
now I've been a fan ever since, you know, so I know these songs by heart, and playing them now live with the guys, that's amazing.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun, too, for, you know, the people, your fans in Sweden, you know, or, you know, the fans of the band, you know, reunions, everybody always loves anyways, but, I mean, that would be, you know, these old bands that, you know, especially from you guys, you're from Sweden, and it's an old band, an old school band from Sweden, so a lot of your musicians, especially in the death metal type, this is probably like people that they remember as growing up and stuff. So now these reunions, what's so great about these is those people that remember that have freaking kids now. So now they're going to go to these reunions, they're going to bring their kids, some of them are teenagers, and you get like this whole new listening audience.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You know,
we're actually playing with God Macabre at the Maryland Death Fest this year. Yeah,
in the United States. Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Yes.
And have you played that fest before?
Yeah, I played there with Vauntory in 2007.
So
that's the only U.S. show we ever did with Vauntory, which is a pity, but.
Well, it's even bigger and better now than it was back in 2007, and it's starting to be like one of the, you know, best festivals to go to. I mean, I think this year Carcass was there. They had a ton of these great bands there, and so if you guys are going to be there in 2014, especially as kind of like this reunion band, oh my God, that is going to be great. So that's something to look forward to, pretty exciting too.
Oh, yeah. yeah, the lineup for this year is pretty killer too. So,
I mean, how many festivals are you actually playing with them?
So far, I think we have 3 festivals confirmed.
Wow!
At this point, it's a Maryland Death Fest in May, and then it's the Partisan Open Air in Germany in August, and then there is what was it called? I think it's called Kill Town in Denmark.
Oh my gosh!
In September.
Wow! So so you're going to be keeping busy without Vomitory.
Oh yeah, and I'm very happy for that because if I didn't have anything else, just sitting on my ass at home, having no band to play with.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over very well with the family, I don't think.
No, I don't think so, too.
They'd be like, get a goddamn job. That's it. Well, that's cool. So you're going to be keeping busy, and that's nice for us over here in the United States, too, that we can look forward to seeing you playing at the Maryland Death Fest. I mean, that's awesome. You'll definitely have to keep in touch and remind me again around Maryland Death Fest time so, you know, I could start, you know, promoting that a little bit, too, because you know, one of these days I'm going to get down there. I'm not quite that close to Maryland, but not so far away where it's infeasible, you know. But every year I keep hearing this festival is getting better and better, and they're adding more bands and more diverse bands from all different genres. I mean, they have everything, you know what I mean? From, like, punk to thrash, black metal, death metal, which makes it such a great festival with so many diverse crowds and everything. So that's really exciting.
That's very, that's very important to a big festival to have these different kind of genres, or else it's. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go to a big festival with only brutal death metal bands, I mean, the people get tired pretty quick.
It's true. So I mean, the sound of the festival makes it sound like it's a death metal festival only, but it's not. You know, it's great, and well, that's cool. Well, we have. Yeah, go ahead.
It used to be a pure death metal fest, I guess.
Yeah, when it first started out.
Yeah, more or less.
But, excuse me, I got so excited I choked. So, you know, I'm going to let you get going, but, you know, again, you know, as far as all the fans go, I know that, you know, your run with Vomitory was, everybody enjoyed it throughout the years from, you know, hearing and seeing footage from your farewell tour. It was a very successful tour. Like you said, you know, shit happens. It's unfortunate that a lot of these booking snafus happened, but, you know, you did as much as you possibly can out there. You went to all these different countries. You know, it was just, you know, I know I was always kidding you, you know, fooling around with the band and stuff, but you really, you know, it was your baby for so long, and, you know, time to let go and move on, and it sounds like you're not having a problem with already having all kinds of exciting things, and it must be, you know, nice for you to do something a little different now. You know, you must, I mean, don't you get some kind of like this newfound energy, like, oh, I can't wait to do this, instead of like doing the same old with Vomitory?
Are you kidding? I mean, since last Friday when we had the last show, I've been starting to picking up my guitar again, mm-hmm. writing riffs. I haven't done that for quite a while, and feel the inspiration coming like instantly.
Yeah, see,
such a great mood, and I just feel the inspiration and start writing riffs again, and so on. Well, the riffs, they still sound like Vomitory, because that's how I write the metal, but still.
Yeah, but that's just, because, you know, once the other band gets together and you actually start writing things, that kind of disappears a little bit, you know what I mean? I mean, it might still sound fun, but you'll change it here and there, and it'll become your own thing.
Oh, yes.
So it sounds like 2014 is going to be a really good year for you, Tobias.
Yeah, I think so. I'm really looking forward to everything that's going to happen, whatever it will be. I'm not sure if it holds any surprises, if some other band asks me to join them, or we will see.
You never know. The year is young. It's only a couple hours old.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know what? Best of luck to you and everything you're doing. We're going to, you know, look forward to seeing you at the Maryland Death Fest here in the United States. And, you know, the European crowds, you know, they'll be seeing you playing in some bands over there, of course. I mean, everybody should go to the Torture Division site, because it's like you said, everything is free, you know, and it's not crap. You know, it's all good stuff.
Like it says on the website, it's the best death metal in the world.
It is. And it, what makes it even better is it's free.
It's free. And it's produced by and mixed by Dan Swanö, mm-hmm. of Unisound, and which means that it's absolutely top quality.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, the first time I'm like, free, oh God, this is going to be great. But it's like, oh my God, I was like snatching every freaking thing off of there. You know, it is really great. So definitely everybody go over there, you know, pick it up. If you're rich, feel free. I mean, you got a little thing there. If you want to make a donation, you can go ahead and do that. And they can pay some of their recording bills.
Yeah, or buy a shirt instead.
Yeah, buy shirts, all kinds of merchandise, keep them guys going. And so like I said, you know, best of luck to you this year. It sounds like you're off to a great start. And thank you so much for taking the time to do this with us tonight here at the Metal Magdalene, and letting all your fans know that you're going to be okay and you're not going to disappear and they don't have to hire you at McDonald's or anything.
No. Thank you very much, Jet.